Hello, purified ones. I wanted to talk about the renewal of the blood. For all the vaxxed people, like, how long is that stuff going to last? And what my research has told me when I was writing the book, COVID-19 Deception. Within that research of me writing that book, what the mRNA shows that the technology that they did was to prolong the life of the modified mRNA. Normally, your cells, your DNA, produce the coding for the to be transcribed by the mRNA from the nucleus of the cell, and it goes outside the body, gets transcribed to build whatever protein that it was told to build by the DNA. Anything that's transcribed like a virus that comes from the outside of the cell to try to replicate the genetic code from the virus is considered a virus and is destroyed by the body's killer armies, like the T cell, B cells, to go attack it, because it considers mRNA that's being transcribed from the outside of the source as an attack, as a virus that it needs to destroy. What these people did, scientists, for the mRNA technology to work, and they had to bypass your natural immunity to not activate the killer cells to take out the foreign mRNA. That's very important for you guys to understand. They needed to bypass your natural immunity, and they had to lower your natural immunity. That's the only way they could get that mRNA that is treated as a foreign mRNA, which your body would have normally destroyed. A healthy, normal mRNA that your own body produces, once it's transcribed, immediately destroyed, so it doesn't get to reproduce or replicate its transcription over and over. It's a very streamlined process by your cells. If it's done naturally and, you know, without this genetic modification, genetic engineering, then it's very simple machinery. I mean, it's very complex for us, but the design of it is that it's simple to understand that it's coming from your DNA. It tells it what to do. It gets put outside the cell to be transcribed by your ribosome. And then that's how it produces these little peptide bonds, little proteins, do whatever it's going to do inside your body. But because these scientists modified the mRNA, and it's a foreign mRNA, genetically engineered, it had to bypass your immunity. And the way they did that was to use crazy stuff, which I talked about, which was venom, snake venom, mRNA, and other things from the snake venom to make it last longer. So they did a couple of things. Once they modified the shape of uracil, modified it to 180 degrees to call it pseudo-uracil, they changed the shape of it. On top of that, they use like snake venom, mRNA, and venom itself to prevent it from degrading. So the detail of all of this is in the book, which you can read and you should read. You should. I did a lot of work on it to describe it so you can easily understand and follow along in their own literature. It's not something I'm making up. It's all from their own literature. The stuff is so amazing, the technology that they use to bypass your own immunity, and it can't be destroyed. So the stuff that they did with the modification of changing all of this stuff, it has to be excreted from the body. Now, they didn't say how that's going to be excreted, through urine, sweat, saliva, whatever. That stuff doesn't get deleted from your body, which is super, super bad, because your normal mRNA, once it's transcribed, it's gone. It's, you know, destroyed immediately. But with this modified stuff, not only these little particles of mRNA could hang around in your body for a very long time. It could even be up to a lifetime, because it has to be in the right condition where they get metabolized and start getting transcribed into the body. I don't know what those right conditions are, but whatever it is, it could just, because they put trillions and trillions of those inside your body, so it's not like one or two. You literally have, if you're vaccinated, you have millions and millions of those particles inside your body, replicating. In theory, if they get transcribed and nothing happens, they should be destroyed once it's transcribed. And the only ones that remain that ones that didn't get transcribed. In practice, because nobody knows what the heck is in these shots and what they actually did, we don't know if they got transcribed and then they still hang around so they can be transcribed over and over and over nonstop, where that modified mRNA never gets destroyed. So there's two things going on with the modified ones. One is that you get transcribed and they get destroyed, even though the result of whatever they got transcribed to, that's still not good for you. The worst that can happen is that even after it gets transcribed, and the ones that didn't get transcribed are still hanging out in your body, where your blood is still contaminated for this for life. So one of the things that I was looking up was, how long does it take for your blood to get replaced? A lot of things in your body does have shelf life where it renews and regenerates, like your fingernails, how they keep growing, and your hair keeps growing so you can cut it and it'll still grow 3-5 millimeters per day. So it renews itself constantly, but for the red blood cells, every 120 days, it gets totally replaced. That's great news for us, that our red blood cells, which is where the life is, which is what makes your entire body live and function, is through the red blood cells, which carries oxygen and nutrients to every part of your body. That's what's going to deliver all of these messenger RNAs anyway, whether they're transcribed, the modified ones, or the particles that are hanging out in your blood. 120 days, which is about 4 months, your entire blood supply gets replaced. So I was thinking that, you know, even though the red blood cells do get replaced, which is good news for all the vaccinated, which means the crap that you put inside your body after a certain amount of time will rejuvenate, have a fresh set of cells to work with. Your only hope then is that all the mRNA will get destroyed or render itself useless over time. That's what you should be praying for. You should ask for forgiveness from God, and you should pray that your body will heal itself and get renewed and cleanse itself from this vile things that they put inside. Because these modified mRNA particles that can last in your body potentially a lifetime, because they've done research and studies on this stuff to see how long it can last. They dug up nearly 40-year-old snake mRNA frozen, and they revived it as if it was brand new. They just milked it. Why they use snake mRNA and venom is because the mRNA doesn't degrade. Snake mRNA does not degrade. It has special properties that prevents it from not degrading. So that's why I think they used it to create longevity of the mRNA, so it doesn't get immediately destroyed, not only by your natural immunity, but the fact that mRNA is super fragile. Once it hits the air, your skin, it's already destroyed. So it has to go through your bodily fluids and into the cell before it can even get to the cell. It can easily get destroyed, which is great news for much of this stuff. But if they had perfected it to use snake mRNA to encode that with whatever they wanted to encode it with and have it last in your body, that can hang around for a very long time. My thought was, the second way to possibly get treated, try to see if you can get rid of some of this, is to actually try dialysis, where they filter out the blood. They do this for kidney patients, filter their own blood anymore, so they have to be able to use dialysis to clean out the blood. So that was a thought. They could probably design some sort of special filter to take out even smaller particles, because the particles are so small, but they can still see that under the microscope, 100 magnification or something like that. If they could see it under the microscope under that level, then that means they possibly could have a filter to filter out particles of that size and then cleanse out your blood so it doesn't have all this crap in it. Anyone who has a blood disease, taking all these shots and stuff, I think that's a great solution we have right now to be able to filter out the blood through some sort of dialysis. So you may want to talk to your doctors, not the ones that are in the system, but outside the system, that talk to them about it and see if they have any thoughts on that as a way to purify the blood back to what it is. Once they are able to purify it by whatever method, then your own body regenerates the red blood cell within 4 months. So that's great news. There is a way, I think, to clean out some of this toxic stuff that's been put inside. So I just wanted to share my thought. I put a lot of this information of what they did to the mRNA in my book. Kind of hard to explain it, but it's much easier to read it and follow it, given their own literature. Go check out my book. It's on Amazon. I'll post a link, and if anyone's interested, if you have a Amazon membership, you can read it there with them, or you could buy the book and help me out. Thanks for listening.